Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
How about this? How about you and I play a little game? And if I win, you upgrade your adverb.
Wait, but who's going to evaluate who wins?
Oh, no. You and I will know it in real time because we're going to play Brock, Paper, Scissors.
No, we're not.
See, it never ends.
No, it doesn't end.
Gary and Martinez.
Which is why you're going to have to explain to your wife why your shirt doesn't fit right because there's a knife sticking out of it.
Gary, hello. What do you got?
Hey, fellas. Hey, kind of to both of your guys' points, you know, it wasn't crazy throws or anything that impressed me the most about Brock Seward. Brock Purdy.
Any Brock will do.
You know, the first series when he gets absolutely ear-holed and a full-on shot from a guy he didn't see and he pops back up. I mean, a little stumble could have found him in the protocol tent and, you know, who knows what would happen. But he leads him down, finishes it with a touchdown, and then the whole game, not once did the clock wind down and, you know, we're frantically calling timeout. Nobody was out of position. He ran it perfectly. But Thursday in Seattle is going to be the ultimate test with everything I just said, with the crowd noise and everything like that, and I can't wait to see how he handles it.
It's going to be an incredibly different atmosphere, obviously, and you know, I do think, though, that the best of the Seahawks is officially in their rearview mirror. I mean, they just lost this week at home to the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, it feels like this could be a little bit of an easier game than you might have expected, but then you got to remember that Pete Carroll does know what he's doing, and he does know his in-division opponent better than anybody else. He really does. So we'll see. This team can get it done in Seattle. When it comes to, you know, chanting Brock's name, it's not going to happen up in Seattle. It did happen at Levi's. He said he heard it. He loved it.
I think today was, that was wild to hear the whole stadium saying it like that. So, man, we got some great fans out here, man. They love this team, and they're right behind us all the way through. So, very thankful for them.
This is Anthony. Speaking of Seattle, in Seattle. Hello, Anthony.
Hi. I keep hearing about the Nick Mullins comparison, and it just really starts to bug me because Todd Bowles, whatever else he is as a head coach, is a really good defensive coach. And my memory of the Raiders when they were playing Nick Mullins was that wasn't the case. So I wish people would quit making that comparison.
Yeah, look. Saying
it's the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to, you know, tweak or get underneath the skin of any remaining Raider fan who's listening to this. But at that point, at that moment, the Raiders were a bunch of quitting dogs who didn't deserve to be called football players. I mean, that was a disgraceful performance even for the Raiders. That's how bad they were that day.
Yeah, the Nick Mullins thing I don't get at all. That makes no sense to me. You know, the idea, though, that Todd Bowles could make this defense in the shambolic condition it's in, yeah, there's only so much he can do. And the fact is they're not able to stop the run. They haven't been able to stop the run all year. And you saw that yesterday. I mean, the 49ers ran where they wanted, when they wanted.
I mean, look, you know, I mean, they came in winning three of their last four games. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers did. It's not like these, you know, just stumbling, bumbling fools.
No, but their defense has not been the reason why they've won. They've pulled games out because Brady is a sorcerer.
Well, okay, so they haven't allowed more than 16 points in any of those three wins I'm talking about. They won 16-13 against the Rams. They won 21-16 against the Seahawks. They won 17-16 against the Saints. I mean, the
Rams and Saints, they're awful.
All right.
But what I'm telling you is when you look at what their defense has done against the run over the year, they're 20th. And part of that is because there are a lot of their good players are out from time to time. It's not a healthy team. And it's not about Todd Bowles' coaching. It's about the players you can put out there on any given day. And, I mean, there's a reason why they're 6-7, and it's not the offense.
This is Jeff calling from Marin. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I have to disagree with Ray. He characterized his performance as just being okay, and I'll tell you why. First of all, would you say that Garoppolo is just an okay quarterback? Because if you do, then clearly there were things that were done by Purdy yesterday that Garoppolo is simply incapable of doing. His escapability, the fact that he eluded a rush and still completed a pass, the way he rushed into the end zone on a play that was busted, and then the two deep passes. The first deep pass to CMC was right on target. The deep pass to Ayuk was underthrown, but he completed it under pressure. So I think he's clearly demonstrated more skills athletically, and his passing arm is better than Garoppolo. So I think you got to say he's more than just okay.
I don't have to say that at all. I said what I meant.
But did you mean what you said?
Yeah, I did.
Oof.
I don't think okay is an insult.
By the way, there's some people who, Carlos in Concord says, Damon, you got to back off the word fine. Like fine wine, she's fine. That doesn't mean average. Fine china. I hear you.
We're arguing semantics. That's not healthy.
From the 510. We don't need Purdy to be the Brock of Gibraltar. We just need him to be Brock solid.
Oh, my God.
Get him on the phone now.
we're about 10, not even 10 minutes away from saying hello to Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. Bob in San Francisco. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I love the show, guys. I thought it was an exceptional performance because I don't see Mullins or Beathard looking like that. I just took the eye test, and I walked away thinking, wow, you know? So I think it was an exceptional performance.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Ray doesn't like success or having to measure it in any way. He only appreciates failure and catastrophe.
No, you're wrong again. He has a great team around him, not a good team, not a team that he has to be superb.
Okay, then why wasn't Trey Lance instantly phenomenal then?
Because he wasn't. I mean, again, you know, you're asking me to evaluate one game in which everything else the 49ers did was exemplary. He was part of that. He wasn't an outstanding part of it. He was okay. He did what he was asked to do, and he did it well enough.
Well, that's the thing. If you check every single box that you're asked to check, and then you're just going to be like, that's okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
You got some extraordinarily difficult standards.
Yes, I do. Although you wouldn't know it to figure out who I'm working with.
Hey.
Sorry, you put it on the tee.
I did. Look, we got coming up on the tee, Michael Irvin. He'll be joining us in just a second. Defensively, this team is officially now starting to flirt with the concept of maybe it's the best defense in its team's history, though. I mean, would you say that? I mean,
it's in the argument.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if it's one of the 10 best defenses in football history. But they still got at least 7 more games to prove that.
Right. There's a lot that has to happen.
But for right now, I think they're in that argument.
Through 14 weeks, they've been spectacular.
Yeah.
But for a game. Yeah. A game.
But for one game where they weren't entirely healthy and where Patrick Mahomes was a sorcerer.
Right. And by the way, Mahomes does that to everybody. Did you see the throw that he made this week where it looks like he found car keys?
The underhand.
Car keys in his pocket and flipped him to a valet. I mean,
if he hadn't done that about 6 other times in his career, I'd have been stupefied.
His eyes weren't even downfield.
He does things that human beings can't do. Not just that other quarterbacks can't do. I mean, he's Inspector Gadget.
He's something else. And so is this Niners defense. Again, they've held opponents now to 17 or fewer points in 6 consecutive games. It is the longest streak by a team allowing 17 or fewer points in the same season since doing so for the 49ers in the last 6 games of the 1992 regular season. And that 92 defense is also among the, you know, handful of greatest 49er defenses of all time. I think the Merton Hanks defense that went to the Super Bowl won that. That's right up there. Harbaugh, the Navarro Bowman, Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, Alden Smith defense was a hell of a defense. And we'll have to go back a little bit further in time to find the others to compare it to. But right now, not only are they special, but they're taking points and snapping that concept in half so dramatically where, you know, that's really not happening around everywhere else. Points are happening this time of the year. Some offenses have finally gotten their feet underneath them, but not offenses that are playing the San Francisco 49ers. They are just knocking people out, or should I say, I won't.
Yes, you will.
Not now.
There's just not a chance you won't do it.
I won't do it right now. I refuse to. I want to keep you in an okay mood, Ray. It's the goal of today's show. We have an awful lot coming up. One of our favorite conversations of the entire week is next. And then one of our other favorite conversations is happening at 5 o'clock. We have Michael Irvin coming up next at 5 o'clock. It's Peter King, Damon and Ratto. We're brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It is really good to have you here today. It is really good that the 49ers have Brock Purdy on their roster because, boy, what an impressive debut in his first career start against Tom Brady, no less. A convincing, a dominating win for the San Francisco 49ers. And to talk about that and bounce around the league, NFL Week 14 wrapping up tonight. We're very happy to welcome in the man, the myth, the legend himself, the Hall of Famer, the playmaker, Mr. Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Michael. Always a pleasure to talk to you. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, guys. I'm doing great. That was a crazy good game, man. Watching that game the other day was just insane. Watching Brock Purdy go up against Tom Brady. That was an incredible game.
All things going into the mix of what's most important. For the 49ers to get to where they want to go, what was more impressive to you? Brock against Tampa Bay's defense? Or the way that the San Francisco 49ers turned Tom Brady into just another guy?
Well, truth be known, let's be real and lay all out. Tom Brady has played like just another guy pretty much all year here this year. You know what I mean? And going with what he's going through off the football field and all of that, and what he's going through on the football field. There's been a lot. But that defense that Tampa has played pretty good sometimes during this year. This was a top five defense. And Brock made that top five defense look like it was nowhere near a top five defense. I would have to lean to that side being more impressive. Mr. Irrelevant taking over that defense more so than the number one relevant guy in here playing against the 49ers defense, because he's kind of been having that kind of year the whole year.
On the very, very first play of the game, he got ear-holed by a blitzing cornerback. And it's funny, after the game he talked about how he almost appreciated that happened because it got him right into the game. You know, you feel that first hit and you know you're playing football. Do you ever feel that way in your career? Does any wide receiver feel that way in his career? You want to get hit once to know, all right, we're out here.
Well, I don't know that you really want to get hit, but sometimes there are certain things that surely wakes you up. You know, we had a streak of beating Arizona for, 100 years. And we were playing Arizona. Phoenix was playing Arizona. And I was like, we've been beating them for 100 years. And then that's when Lorenzo Lynch was like, Michael, I'm like, I'm going to kill you. Just don't stop right here. I said, hey, okay, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. I committed to putting him by 210 yards on his butt that day. And I doubt I would have had 210 yards in me had he not woken me up in that moment. I was on that whole hum in Arizona again. We done beat them a million times until he opened his mouth.
Did he ever do it again?
No. He didn't. Yeah. It was like the second play of the game. I went 87 yards. And I was in this dude's ear hole so bad. Image came to me and said, stop, man. Stop. You're a spiritual man. God don't like that. Stop right now. He can't stop. I was like, okay. I'll leave him alone. But I was killing him.
The 49er defense has been talked about a great deal this year. And you played with several teams in the mid-90s that had defenses as good, maybe arguably better. Can you reasonably compare those defenses with this one you're looking at now?
And I told you guys this, man. What you're starting to see is this defense put up the kind of playing the kind of defense that we're when we talk about some of the great defenses in the league. Let me tell you what I saw even the other day watching that game. You know, you got the confidence in your guys up front. And you know what you're seeing now? And those interceptions that they got on Tom, you're seeing the ability to float now. linebackers are floating now. They're going in the area. They know, hey, I know my front dogs got their business taken care of, and even if we sit back in the zone, I'm going to slip over and float in this area. I'm baiting the quarterback. I'm looking like I'm looking this way, and I know he's going to try to get that tight end in behind me and then turn around, and I get that interception. That's what they were doing to Tom yesterday, man. So that means they're beating you physically, shoulders down, and then they're beating you mentally, shoulders up. Very few defenses get to do that.
Michael, very few third stringers make it feel like you haven't missed a beat in the history of this league. I mean, you get to a second stringer who plays, you know, on par with the first stringers, it feels like a huge win. A third stringer, especially at the position of quarterback, it's almost an ask that it feels ridiculous to even make. How incredible is it that there doesn't seem to be much of a drop-off between, you know, Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo? And this is not a shot at Garoppolo in any way, but with a level of pocket presence that, you know, we've seen four quarters now, not even four quarters, four starting quarters, seven quarters in total, going back to the Miami game when he came in for the injury. You know, we're looking at someone who isn't just treading water at the position, but maybe is it being a little too hyperbolic to say maybe this actually, in a weird way, makes the Niners better, or is that just sacrilegious?
It's just hard to say that when you see and know the experience that Garoppolo has, and in the direction and the distance he's taking. He's gotten to the point.
Uh-oh.
I always talk on.
We got a shaky phone connection. We got a shaky phone connection real quick with Michael, so let's go ahead and reboot that bad boy. Sometimes you got to unplug it and plug it back in, right? That's all the thing I really know about IT help.
Or re-crank it.
Yeah. Stick the crank in there.
Get the hamster rebooted.
Get going. I'm wondering, and, you know, well, I guess we got Michael back. Michael, let me just re-ask the question.
Stay right. Yeah. Hey, listen, sorry about it, guys. Well, I must have went through a spot.
It's all right.
You know, I'm pulling up at an event right now with Jerry Rice is throwing here in Dallas.
Ooh.
You know, Jerry Rice is coming to an event, and, you know, he calls me in Dallas. And what do? You got to show up if he calls you.
I mean, when Jerry Rice puts out the bat signal, all wide receivers must report.
Yeah, you must report. That's what I tell him. I said, Jerry, I'm here because of you. The pictures you hung in my, I will definitely show up. I'm landing at this time, and I'll shoot right over, buddy. He said, I appreciate it, you know, so I'll get to spend a time.
Hey, since you did bring up Jerry Rice, though, I got to ask you, because he was one of the first to go online and criticize the Deebo Samuel injury that he suffered, just saying, you know, you probably don't need to be running your wide receiver in between tackles up 21-0. That's not me saying it. That's Jerry Rice saying that. I don't know if you saw that or not. What'd you think of the way that Deebo got hurt?
Well, somebody asked me about it, you know. I understand what Jerry's saying, especially up 21, when you say you're up 21 points. But taking Deebo off that regiment, taking Deebo, telling Deebo not to do those things, I think it's important to your survival, your ultimate place that you want to go, to have Deebo and have Deebo playing Deebo-like football. You know what I'm saying? That's just Deebo-like football. That's the only, I'm more worried about Deebo than I am Purdy. After seeing this, you ask me, is it hyperbolic to say that he gives you more of a chance than Jimmy Garoppolo? Absolutely it is. But it's also okay to ask that question after that one start, because he was that impressive in that one start. And what you're looking at, and like most of us recognize things, we said, man, if that is somewhere near the floor, and it has to be, boy, we need to go and check and see where this ceiling is. You see what I'm saying? That's your mind assessing it, and that's the right way to assess it. So, yes, it's hyperbolic to say it, but, man, your mind got to read it this way.
The 49ers are on a roll. They went from being a mediocrity to one of the best teams in football in about 6 weeks. Do you believe that there is such a thing as hitting your stride too early, or does that sound like nonsense to you?
No, I think there is such a thing. I do think there is such a thing. And that's why I always say it goes beyond, okay, what kind of talent we have. Because even if you hit your stride too early and you want to try to reconnect, it's how close are we as a team? How connected are we as a team? That's what gets us over. Like, I don't think we'll have that issue in Philadelphia. And they've been playing well for so long. Maybe they hit a little low. But I think they'll go because how close they are, how tight they are. You know, Jalen Hurts and Arthur Brown, A.J. Brown, there, our good friends, all of that. All of that talent, and you're not hearing grumblings about this guy saying I ain't getting enough balls, and this guy's not saying I'm not getting enough balls. Those kinds of things tell you how tight a team is. So yeah, you can hit a stride too early. And San Fran, I don't think you can say they're hitting the stride too early. You keep bouncing in and out quarterbacks. I don't know how you can say you hit a stride bouncing in and out quarterbacks, to tell you the truth.
Michael Irvin here on 95.7 The Game. Who is doing more to bring out the best in the other? Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Shanahan, or the other way around?
Don't fool yourself. You know, Christian McCaffrey was in other places. He did some good things and all that. But that offense right there, that Kyle Shanahan been watching since he was born, has always produced great running backs, produced great numbers in running backs. So now you put those two together. Absolutely, Christian McCaffrey is a great skill set and a great talent. But that offense is tailor-made for him. So that it's the commingling of those two that makes it right, to be honest with you. It's like Emmitt. I think Emmitt in our offense, I don't know if Emmitt would have been as effective in any other offense. That offense, low left, low right, was tailored for his skill set. We had Terrence Flagler and all those guys in before he got in with that same offensive line, and we went nowhere until he got there. So yeah, you get that right group, that right back, that right system in that right line, you do great things, and it all comes together.
Let me ask a personal question at this point. If Dallas had lost to Houston yesterday, would you have picked up the phone when we called?
Yeah, I would have had to pick up the phone. Now, you know, it would have been. And let me ask y'all this, too. It would have been hard. I would have had a rough day. You know what I mean? It would have been hard and a rough day. But let me ask you, you see how the Armageddon feeling comes down when Dallas wins by one? Against the Texans. Now, we didn't get that same Armageddon feeling when Philly won by one against the Colts. I just find that to be interesting that we lay that. And I heard people today say that, you know, man, I don't know if they can win with that. But dude, that was the number one offense the last 5 weeks. They put up 38 points a game the last 5 weeks. You know, they got a 40 and a 50 burger. So I think Dallas would be all right. That's like that little brother thing. Houston always plays Dallas like that. Back in the day, we won the Super Bowl. That's the one team we did not want to see. I can't tell y'all. I swear to y'all on my kids, I was so happy when Frank Wright brought them Bills back over to Houston. Ain't no way in the world we wanted to see Houston in the Super Bowl. They always played us a certain kind of way, and I didn't want to see them.
Well, and it feels like a big question is, can Dak do it? Look, that was a really impressive, 98-yard drive at the end of the game. I saw today Cowboys went out and signed, you know, T.Y. Hilton. Does that mean there will be no, or let's call him no Dell Beckham Jr. in Dallas after all? Did Tyree get...
Yeah. I don't think Odell's coming. And I think what we saw was, you know, Odell started talking and he got out there. Look like he thinks he's going back to New York. But what Jerry wanted to talk about was this year. I'm willing to pay you some extra if you can help me this year. We need to get this done right now. You know, I want to get me another one before God say, hey, come on out of time. It's time to come to eternity. I want me one right here, right now. So So I understand that.
I mean, I think he asked a very fair question. Why all the scrutiny and a one-point win or whatever, a small win for the Cowboys as opposed to the Eagles? I mean, we'll call that the price of fame, right? That's the white-hot spotlight that the Cowboys are always standing in. But I got to tell you, man, these Eagles are an undeniable 12-1, and they look like they're actually getting better, not regressing.
Right, right. And it's incredible to watch. The ascension of Jalen Hurts from where he was, and think about all these rumblings coming out of Alabama that, you know, we don't know if he can even make it in the NFL. You know, he's not that kind of a quarterback. He's not nowhere near accurate enough. And now he's leading the number one team. It's just it's an amazing story. You know, it's an amazing story. And I believe leading this new era of quarterback. You know, where he was really a runner first that learned to pass. We're usually looking for passes that learn how to run. But this dude here was really a runner that learned how to pass, and the system fits his game perfectly.
Yesterday's results notwithstanding, are you looking at the NFC now as Philadelphia, Dallas, San Francisco in any order? Do you believe that Minnesota is still part of that group, or are you starting to have your doubts?
I put Minnesota right up under that group, but has an ability to beat anybody in that group because they have an explosion and out wide and Justin Jefferson. That dude, that's just phenomenal. That dude's phenomenal. You say what you will. He is phenomenal. So we're playing one game. We're not playing 3-4-game series, 7-game series, 5-game series, 7-game series, 3-5 or 7. We're playing one game, and in one game, Minnesota can get hot and beat anybody, but they are still up under those three teams that I say I have at the top of the NFC.
And the team that beat Minnesota yesterday, Detroit's now won 5 of 6, and Dan Campbell pulled plays out of his ear all day yesterday. Is he the kind of coach that players naturally want to play for because of that, or do they just play and... because that's the job?
Yeah, I like Dan. Great dude. But you know what I mean? And I love when people say that, because he's an old player, ex-player. He's kind of coach people want to play for. And you want to say, yeah, this is the ex-player, and I want to promote players. But I want to play for a damn coach that knows how to help me win and win Super Bowl. I like you in the locker room. We can be cool. But I need you to make sure we can win some Super Bowls around here. And hopefully... Dan to get a chance to lead his bunch in that direction. But Detroit is playing much better, man. You got to give them some credit. He talks about it. They fight hard. They don't give up.
The 49ers have the Seahawks on a short week. How much of a problem would a short week be for Brock Purdy getting ready to play? You know, the Seahawks, again, it feels like they're backing up a little from early expectations. I mean, the Panthers just beat them in Seattle. But now you got the short week compounding, you know, Brock Purdy and a little oblique strain that he's got going on. No Debo when you get up there, by all accounts. So what do you think happens on a short week? If you're Kyle, what are you prioritizing with Brock Purdy?
Man, that's a great question. And if it's someone else, then I'm saying, man, you're narrowing the playbook. You're trying to say, hey, here's what we're going to focus on. Let's cut out all the noise and get real good at these things. But I told you, I got that old Tom Brady like vibe. And as I was talking with Dan Orlovsky, he's talking about how when he's watching, because I always listen to quarterbacks. I listen to, especially when they're talking about quarterbacks, I'll call, say, what'd you see? He said, man, I see this kid going through all his reads and stuff like that. Now, that tells me something. You can see him going through his reads. That means he understands the game, shoulders up. The game didn't seem like it shrunk at all last week. So why would I start to shrink it now? If I'm Cal, I'm just going to add on to what we were doing. You know what I mean? You don't limit the kid. What did I talk about earlier? We're trying to say, wow, I would imagine he was somewhere near his floor in that game. Now we got to go and try to find his feet. And that doesn't require us limiting him. We still want to do what we did the other day and give them as much protection as we can, playing great defense and running the football. But I think the game is open up to them.
We are talking to a Hall of Fame wide receiver who's on his way to an event with the Hall of Fame wide receiver that is Jerry Rice. But Michael, I want to wrap up with this, because not that football's ever about you beat one guy, you beat a team. But to me, if the 49ers can slow down DK Metcalf, if they can just keep him honest all day and he doesn't go off on him, I think that's a big, big way to go on and beat the Seahawks on a short week. I just saw that with 31 more receiving yards, DK Metcalf's going to become the fifth player since the merger with 900 receiving yards and five or more touchdowns in each of his first four seasons. The other guys to have done that are Randy Moss, A.J. Green, Michael Thomas, and Joey Galloway. That's pretty good company. What do you think of DK Metcalf as a player?
I think he's a physical beast. He's a physical beast, and he's learning to play the game better and better every year also, and I'm talking about transitioning. But they've helped him, and they're smart on the way they play him by not asking him to run direct transition routes in, out with comebacks. They're transitioning him out in routes, man, and this big boy, once he get that ball, I mean, he plays so strong, goes up and get the ball. So yeah, you do got to control him. But you control him first by controlling the run game. And you want to put the pressure. You want to put the pressure on Geno to carry the whole game and then try to take DK Metcalf out and make him go to other people to win games. That's how you beat Seattle.
What do you think is next for Tom Brady? If he called you and said, what should I do next, Michael? What would you advise?
I'm not the man to give him any advice. I'm just going to be straight with you. I don't know. You know, I mean, your wife, oh, you lost your friend. Oh, yeah. Boy, listen. I ain't qualified. You got to know where you ain't qualified, because they ain't that good. I mean, I'd have been over there throwing karate chops at the judicial dude. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I hope Tom, when we talk to football, I hope Tom continue to praise and continue to bless us, you know, and continue to enjoy the game. I know he loves the game, so I hope we still get some more of them. I don't know if it'll be in Tampa, because that thing looks like it has run its course totally. You see what I'm saying? But I don't know, why go home now and sit in that house? And I'm just being real, guys, by yourself, when you still got some football left in you and you can still be around the guys and in the locker room. I say Tom still plays football.
Michael Irvin, you are the man. Tell Jerry we said hello. Give him our best tonight, and thank you as always.
I will do, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Michael Irvin, here on 95.7 The Game. And you know what that is? That's respect. It's respect, Hall of Famer to maybe one of the greatest ever done. I am a Hall of Fame wide receiver. I am not qualified to give Tom Brady career advice.
Especially when the career advice includes that marital piece that nobody wants to touch.
Yeah, it's a really, really awkward, weird situation. And again, I know that a lot of people looked at Tom Brady. He's taking pictures, walking into Levi's. Obviously, it meant something to him to come back to play in the Bay Area. To pivot to maybe he should be next up for the 49ers, that to me, like, it's just, with all due respect to Tom Brady, it is the wrong time to be getting into the Tom Brady business. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if the 49ers concluded that too, especially with Brock Purdy, who is, you know, obviously about to be the next greatest quarterback of all time. And you got him already, so, you know, upgrades needed.
Oh, and Josh Johnson.
888-957-9570. A call or two before we get to Peter King at the top of the hour to talk about a spectacular weekend of 49er football and where does it go from here. It's Damon and Ratto. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It is really good to have you here today. Thank you so much for stopping on by. Damon and Ratto, we've got Peter King coming up in just a little bit. And more 49ers talk can be found on the 415ers podcast. Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings, rolling out a new podcast. All right. How'd it go? How'd this week go for you, Grandy? Would you call it a solid offering?
I'm not sure I go that far. It was a good episode. But
you gotta be a shameless self-promoter.
It was okay.
It was okay. Thank you very much. That's the highest compliment you can get from Ray.
It was fine.
What was wrong with it, Grandy? Can I have you, you know,
self-evaluate? You self-evaluating?
I gotta go back and give it another listen. You know, I gotta go watch the tape.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
We got a few calls coming up before Peter King joins us in 10 minutes, but the Brock Mania, it's out there. It's happening. Favorite song? Brock the Casbar. Favorite dog? Brocker Spaniel. Favorite fungal infection, Ray? Brock itch. I mean, that's just taking it a little too far, don't you think?
No, you've already jumped the shark. I don't know why you're pulling back now.
Favorite movie? Hunt for Red Brocktober.
I just don't understand how you can go through life without any sense of shame whatsoever.
I'm just Brock solid that way. Rich in Roseville. Save Ray from these segments.
I'm dying here.
What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. Really fast about Brock. I love him right now. He kind of reminds me a little bit like Jeff Garcia. I'm still not happy until I see him exposed and how he handles that. And we'll see in Seattle when they pick on him and see what he does then. But I am happy for now. I want to know why Will Fuller, I believe it's Will Fuller, hasn't been signed yet. He's on a free agency. He's a good wide receiver. Got excellent stats that you can't ignore. I don't know why he's not signed. And then the third thing is I don't know why Shanahan would compare linemen to linebackers when he...
I have no idea where this call's going. I'm just hanging up on Rich right now. Why is Will Fuller not signed?
Because T.Y. Hilton, I guess, must be better.
Maybe. And look, the whole Odell Beckham Jr. thing, like, is that guy going to sign with whatever parade decides to celebrate the Super Bowl? Like, if you wanted to play football this year, you would have done something by now.
My suspicion is that he's not fully healthy yet. And if you're signing him, you're taking a chance that maybe T.Y. Hilton, though he's not as good a receiver, you know, does not represent because he's healthy. That's the only thing I'm figuring. Because somebody would sign Odell Beckham if he could show them that he was 100% ready to go, because there are 4 weeks left.
I mean, I just don't think he's a good investment this time.
Well, it depends on how little he wants to be paid. I mean, if you could pay him the minimum, why not? The answer to that would seem to be because he's not healthy.
You know who's calling him a bad investment? H&R Brock.
I hate you. I just hate you.
Thank you. That was from Bob on the YouTube text line.
I want to apologize. I hate Bob.
This is William in Fremont. Hello, William.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I know that head coaches do some first-round picks, and not every quarterback in the first round goes the distance. Do you guys think there's a future for Trey Lance? Not that anybody gives anything about next year, but what do you do? And the accountability for a head coach on a pick with that first-round pick there?
Well, you know, so here's the deal. As we stand here today, the Trey Lance investment starts to look like a sunk cost of doing business, and that's just it. It's not lining up the way that they hoped it would. Obviously, there are a few things standing in the way of his timeline, and one of the things that is standing in the way of his timeline could be Brock Purdy, which would be extraordinary. But as long as the Niners got a quarterback that can win, does it even matter? I mean, of course you would like to have the first round picks back and not have a guy. I have no idea what the future holds for Trey Lance. And obviously the 49ers don't either. I I think Brock Purdy has a better chance of being a successful NFL quarterback in the small little bit that we've seen of him than Trey Lance does. Trey Lance definitely has the better physicals. He definitely has the prototype of a body that is built to sustain, you know, a pounding from the NFL. And having said that, he's already damaged goods with his broken ankle, which, again, it's I hate to label a guy as such a thing, but if his legs were going to be a big part of who he was, I don't know if he's even got the speed to really to be built as that. I'll tell you that I feel better about Brock Purdy's apparent ability to just maintain plays and keep them alive by moving around the pocket than I am inspired by, well, what if Trey Lance is Jalen Hurts and he can run for, you know, what if he is Justin Fields, who,
by the way, you could have just gone ahead and picked there at 12. You didn't have to trade up for Justin Fields. And he's really good.
He's getting better, Ray. He's getting better.
They found a quarterback in the seventh round. The whole point is, the longer you sit there and worry about past draft choices, the nuttier you make yourself. The 49ers will not have to pay, Kyle Shanahan will not have to pay any sort of cosmic price for being wrong on Trey Lance, if he turns out to be wrong on Trey Lance.
We don't know yet.
Because the team is 9-4. And last year they got to the conference final. That makes a potential draft mistake seem like nothing. Because ultimately, it's not about how you score on draft night. It's how you score in September through December. And if he's winning twice as many times as he's losing, and they're making deep runs in the playoffs, none of this will be held against him. Because there's draft choices that come every year.
But boy, they held that against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, but they do hold stuff against quarterbacks in this town because people in this town are weirdos.
Not people. Kyle Shanahan.
Well, okay, but that's also that's a sunk cost now. You know, stuff changed.
I'll say this. Based on where he is in his career and his contractual situation, Trey Lance is 1,000,000,000% on the 49ers roster next year. And I think we are moving towards a reality where Jimmy Garoppolo is the odd man out and Brock Purdy could, in his remaining rest of this year, show proof positive to Kyle Shanahan that whatever Jimmy can do, I can also do. So do you want to circle back to him at a big free agent number? Or would you like me on whatever $100,000-ish contract I'm making? I could absolutely see Kyle Shanahan, the coach and the general manager, preferring a future at the right price with Brock Purdy and Trey Lance than an overpay to keep Jimmy home.
But will it be an overpay? I mean, that's the thing. Kyle Shanahan, if nothing else, has shown that he is flexible in the face of an intractable problem. And this is the prime example. I mean, he made the right choice, you know, bringing Garoppolo back after it looked like he was trying to fire him. And he got away with it. I mean, they were 7-4, you know, when Garoppolo got hurt. You know, some of that falls on Garoppolo for being a very efficient quarterback. He's just not magic, and I don't know why people keep waiting for magic. This team has all the magic it needs in its backfield and on the defensive side of the ball. And if you're going to complain that your parade wasn't stylish enough because it was won by a running game and a defense, well, then you're an idiot.
The raw data on where the Niners sit right now, things are pointing in a good direction. They're 6-1 at home for the first time through seven games since 2011. The 49ers just ran for a season-high 209 yards. That is the sixth time that a Kyle Shanahan offense in the regular season has produced a 200-plus rushing yard game. They are 6-0 in those games. The 49ers defense hasn't allowed more than 17 points since the Kansas City game. And the last time that they have won six straight in the regular season at any point in time, they went to the Super Bowl. And when that was happening, it wasn't exactly a team that was built around a spectacular quarterback. And I would say that this running game now with Christian McCaffrey is even better than that, with all due respect to Raheem Mostert and the good times that that was. Ray, I don't know if this is politically correct or not. As a matter of fact, I know it isn't. But I can say it because it's my race. Christian McCaffrey is the baddest white boy running back in the history of...
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
It is really good to have you here today. Thank you so much for stopping on by. Damon and Ratto, we've got Peter King coming up in just a little bit. And more 49ers talk can be found on the 415ers podcast. Mark Grandy, Evan Giddings, rolling out a new podcast. All right. How'd it go? How'd this week go for you, Grandy? Would you call it a solid offering?
I'm not sure I go that far. It was a good episode. But
you gotta be a shameless self-promoter.
It was okay.
It was okay. Thank you very much. That's the highest compliment you can get from Ray.
It was fine.
What was wrong with it, Grandy? Can I have you, you know,
self-evaluate? We self-evaluating?
I gotta go back and give it another listen. You know, I gotta go watch the tape.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah.
Why would you do that?
We got a few calls coming up before Peter King joins us in 10 minutes, but the Brock Mania, it's out there. It's happening. Favorite song? Brock the Casbar. Favorite dog? Brocker Spaniel. Favorite fungal infection, Ray? Brock itch. I mean, that's just taking it a little too far, don't you think?
No, you've already jumped the shark. I don't know why you're pulling back now.
Favorite movie? Hunt for Red Brocktober.
I just don't understand how you can go through life without any sense of shame whatsoever.
I'm just Brock solid that way. Rich in Roseville. Save Ray from these segments.
I'm dying here.
What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. Really fast about Brock. I love him right now. He kind of reminds me a little bit like Jeff Garcia. I'm still not happy until I see him exposed and how he handles that. And we'll see in Seattle when they pick on him and see what he does then. But I am happy for now. I want to know why Will Fuller, I believe it's Will Fuller, hasn't been signed yet. He's on a free agency. He's a good wide receiver. Got excellent stats that you can't ignore. I don't know why he's not signed. And then the third thing is I don't know why Shanahan would compare linemen to linebackers when he...
I have no idea where this call is going. I'm just hanging up on Rich right now. Why is Will Fuller not signed?
Because T.Y. Hilton, I guess, must be better.
Maybe. And look, the whole Odell Beckham Jr. thing, like, is that guy going to sign with whatever parade decides to celebrate the Super Bowl? Like, if you wanted to play football this year, you would have done something by now.
My suspicion is that he's not fully healthy yet. And if you're signing him, you're taking a chance that maybe T.Y. Hilton, though he's not as good a receiver, you know, does not represent because he's healthy. That's the only thing I'm figuring. Because somebody would sign Odell Beckham if he could show them that he was 100% ready to go, because there are 4 weeks left.
I mean, I just don't think he's a good investment this time.
Well, it depends on how little he wants to be paid. I mean, if you could pay him the minimum, why not? The answer to that would seem to be because he's not healthy.
You know who's calling him a bad investment? H&R Block.
I hate you. I just hate you.
Thank you. That was from Bob on the YouTube text line.
I want to apologize. I hate Bob.
This is William in Fremont. Hello, William.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I know that head coaches do some first-round picks, and not every quarterback in the first round goes the distance. Do you guys think there's a future for Trey Lance? Not that anybody gives anything about next year, but what do you do? And the accountability for a head coach on a pick with that first-round pick there?
Well, you know, so here's the deal. As we stand here today, the Trey Lance investment starts to look like a sunk cost of doing business, and that's just it. It's not lining up the way that they hoped it would. Obviously, there are a few things standing in the way of his timeline, and one of the things that is standing in the way of his timeline could be Brock Purdy, which would be extraordinary. But as long as the Niners got a quarterback that can win, does it even matter? I mean, of course you would like to have the first round picks back and not have a guy. I have no idea what the future holds for Trey Lance. And obviously the 49ers don't either. I think Brock Purdy has a better chance of being a successful NFL quarterback in the small little bit that we've seen of him than Trey Lance does. Trey Lance definitely has the better physicals. He definitely has the prototype of a body that is built to sustain, you know, a pounding from the NFL. And having said that, he's already damaged goods with his broken ankle, which, again, I hate to label a guy as such a thing, but if his legs were going to be a big part of who he was, I don't know if he's even got the speed to really to be built as that. I'll tell you that I feel better about Brock Purdy's apparent ability to just maintain plays and keep them alive by moving around the pocket than I am inspired by, well, what if Trey Lance is Jalen Hurts and he can run for, you know, what if he is Justin Fields, who,
by the way, you could have just gone ahead and picked there at 12. You didn't have to trade up for Justin Fields. And he's really good.
He's getting better, Ray.
They found a quarterback in the seventh round. The whole point is, the longer you sit there and worry about past draft choices, the nuttier you make yourself. The 49ers will not have to pay, Kyle Shanahan will not have to pay any sort of cosmic price for being wrong on Trey Lance, if he turns out to be wrong on Trey Lance.
We don't know yet.
Because the team is 9-4. And last year they got to the conference final. That makes a potential draft mistake seem like nothing. Because ultimately, it's not about how you score on draft night. It's how you score in September through December. And if he's winning twice as many times as he's losing, and they're making deep runs in the playoffs, none of this will be held against him. But because that, there's draft choices that come every year.
But boy, they held that against Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, but they do hold stuff against quarterbacks in this town because people in this town are weirdos.
Not people. Kyle Shanahan.
Well, okay, but that's also that's a sunk cost now. You know, stuff changed.
I'll say this. Based on where he is in his career and his contractual situation, Trey Lance is 1,000,000,000% on the 49ers roster next year. And I think we are moving towards a reality where Jimmy Garoppolo is the odd man out and Brock Purdy could, in his remaining rest of this year, show proof positive to Kyle Shanahan that whatever Jimmy can do, I can also do. So do you want to circle back to him at a big free agent number? Or would you like me on whatever $100,000-ish contract I'm making? I could absolutely see Kyle Shanahan, the coach and the general manager, preferring a future at the right price with Brock Purdy and Trey Lance than an overpay to keep Jimmy home.
But will it be an overpay? I mean, that's the thing. Kyle Shanahan, if nothing else, has shown that he is flexible in the face of an intractable problem. And this is the prime example. I mean, he made the right choice, you know, bringing Garoppolo back after it looked like he was trying to fire him. And he got away with it. I mean, they were 7-4, you know, when Garoppolo got hurt. You know, some of that falls on Garoppolo for being a very efficient quarterback. He's just not magic, and I don't know why people keep waiting for magic. This team has all the magic it needs in its backfield and on the defensive side of the ball. And if you're going to complain that your parade wasn't stylish enough because it was won by a running game and a defense, well, then you're an idiot.
The raw data on where the Niners sit right now, things are pointing in a good direction. They're 6-1 at home for the first time through seven games since 2011. The 49ers just ran for a season-high 209 yards. That is the sixth time that a Kyle Shanahan offense in the regular season has produced a 200-plus rushing yard game. They are 6-0 in those games. The 49ers defense hasn't allowed more than 17 points since the Kansas City game. And the last time that they have won six straight in the regular season at any point in time, they went to the Super Bowl. And when that was happening, it wasn't exactly a team that was built around a spectacular quarterback. And I would say that this running game now with Christian McCaffrey is even better than that, with all due respect to Raheem Mostert and the good times that that was. Ray, I don't know if this is politically correct or not. As a matter of fact, I know it isn't. But I can say it because it's my race. Christian McCaffrey is the baddest white boy running back in the history of football. What are you going to tell me? No, it's Larry Zonka. Get out of here.
Well, if you're going to answer for me, then I'll just...
Right, but no, I mean, he's the baddest white boy running back in the history of football. There isn't a white boy who's ever produced like this in any football season, much less this point in his football career. McCaffrey, he had 153 scrimmage yards. He's registered 100 or more scrimmage yards 41 times since he entered the league in 2017. That's the most in the NFL since he was drafted. He's just a bad, bad man. He's unbelievable. Like, I guarantee you, NFL teams go back to their locker rooms after playing Christian McCaffrey, and you got a bunch of dudes just saying, that white boy's nice. Over and over again. He's unbelievable. He's really... I think in the small amount of games that I've seen him play, far away in the best running back this team has had since Frank Gore. Far and away.
Stylistically, he's Roger Craig. And Roger Craig has been on the fringe of the Hall of Fame any number of times.
Which is a shame because he's an evolutionary step and I think should get the credit for being an evolutionary step. But Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, whether he is or not is irrelevant to me. My point is he became a singular weapon that other teams tried to recreate. And teams have been trying to recreate that since he retired. And with not a great deal of success.
Thurman Thomas.
But Thurman Thomas was predominantly a running back. He would catch the ball a little bit, but
Neil Anderson, one of my best post-Walter Payton memories as a Bears fan. So
yeah, again, though, when you think of him in the backfield, not coming out of it. McCaffrey comes as close as I think any player has to being that Roger Craig type. And I don't know that they're easy to recreate. If you're a running back, you're a running back. He's that hybrid.
He might be, the way that Deebo Samuel might be just as good, if not better, of a running back than he is a wide receiver, we're looking at a running back who might be better as a wide out or a slot receiver than he is as a running back. Like McCaffrey is unbelievable. By the way, welcome, boys and girls, to your 5 o'clock hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.